Welcome to KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. I'm Kevin Cole, host of the afternoon show. And coming up, I've got music from an amazing guitarist and a song he wrote to challenge himself to play without a pick. I've got music recorded in a cabin deep in a Finnish forest and a track from an album that gets its name from a cryptic message left by aliens to humanity in an Arthur C. Clarke science fiction novel. And I'll end the podcast by paying tribute to Johan Johansson, an artist who made some of the most beautiful music on Earth. Going to start this musical journey with a song from a three-piece out of Houston, Texas, inspired by Thai funk. It's Kroonbin with Maria Tombian. That is the James Hunter Six with the song called Blisters from the new album Whatever It Takes. And James Hunter says he wrote Blisters as part of a challenge to play without a pick. He said that it's more difficult to do. He's always had trouble doing it, but you get a cooler sound, more of a barky kind of sound, and that all of his guitar heroes, like Johnny Guitar Watson, dispensed with the pick, and it's something he always wanted to take a crack at. Right before that, Holly Cook, from her Merge Records debut called Vessel of Love, and a song that she says is about looking after yourself. It's called Stay Alive, and Kroonbin with Maria Tombian. All right, in this next set, I've got some psych rock out of Sweden. First, though, a Finnish band that recorded their album in a cabin deep in the Finnish forest. It's their self-titled debut album, and this track is called Call Me. It's from Lake Johns.
should I go? Where should I go? Oh,
Swedish psych rockers Holy with Night on Earth from All These Worlds Are Yours, an album that gets its name from a cryptic message left by aliens to humanity in Arthur C. Clarke's science fiction novel 2010 Odyssey 2. No Age before that from Snares Like a Haircut, the song Send Me, and Lake John starting off the set with Call Me. This next song is called Elizabeth, and Elizabeth, the Elizabeth in question, is actually the town of Elizabeth. It's in New Jersey. And the artist says it's a song about trying to feel at home again. It's from Long Neck from the album Will This Do, Elizabeth.
See the way we'd ever make the mark. beside a heart that's always running. You'll never find a quiet place to be alone. And in the dark, when fear is pressing, you'll reach for creatures that you never held before. Thank you.
5 years after releasing his debut LP, Drone Logic, Daniel Avery returns this April with a new album called Song for Alpha. When he announced the record a couple weeks ago, he released a surprise EP called Slow Fade, and that's the title track to that EP. Seattle folk rock quartet Tenderfoot, title track to their new album Break Apart, and Long Neck with Elizabeth from Will This Do. Hope you discovered some great new music that you love. Kevin Cole with you. Appreciate you listening. And thanks to Jacob Webb, Matt O, and Janice for all the help on the podcast. And thanks to all the artists and labels for participating. And thanks for listening. And thanks to all of you who are KEXP donors. It's your support that makes our podcast possible. I'm going to leave you with one final track. It's from composer Johan Johansson, who sadly and suddenly passed away recently at the age of 48. Johan was an extraordinary artist whose music reached deep emotional depths through blending electronics and classical orchestrations. And for an artist whose music was otherworldly, both sonically and intellectually, in person he was really down to earth, always genuine, warm, thoughtful, and kind. As a longtime friend of KEXP, we had the good fortune of working with him numerous times. I hosted Johan twice on my show, most recently in 2017, and during that transcendent performance, he told me that the inspiration for his latest and final solo album, Orphe, was Ovid's interpretation of the Orpheus myth, and that he personally connected to the idea of transformation, crossing a threshold, going from one state to another, change. Fearless, experimental, yet never forsaking an emotional connection, Johan Johansson simply made some of the most beautiful music on planet Earth. And this is from his final 2017 KEXP session. It's The Drowned World, recorded live on The Afternoon Show. Thank you.